Nice to meet you.
Huge fan for a very long time, but I will say my 12-year-old daughter loves America's Got Talent. And yes, she kind of dragged me into it. Not that I didn't want to watch, but we go to bed kind of early. But she loves it.
Yeah.
Great, great show.
It is great. It is a great show. In fact, the 12-year-old girl is not... Your daughter is exactly the age range of my favorite contestant, who is Courtney Hadwin.
Yes, mm-hmm. Of course. I know who she is.
Do you know who she is?
Yes.
Courtney Hadwin was a little 12-year-old shy little girl who has social anxiety and could barely speak. And then, boom, when the music started, she's the new Janis Joplin reincarnated.
She was such an old soul.
Yeah.
So what do you think about the winner, Shin Lim?
He's amazing. I don't think I've ever seen any better close-up magician than Shin Lim.
Well, speaking of an amazing career here, okay, I remember you from St. Elsewhere, and I know that was many years ago, but I remember watching you going from comedy to actually acting every week. Did not know this and just found out, the voice of Gizmo from the Gremlins.
I'm the voice of Gizmo. I was also on The Muppet Babies and Bobby's World. Which was all the same.
Bobby's World. That's what I remember.
Yeah, that was the number one Saturday morning cartoon.
Yes. Then you have Deal or No Deal, of course. And now America's Got Talent. But you are in town because you're talking about something very important. Our hearts.
Yes. I'm saving lives. So I actually do have high cholesterol. And I didn't know. And you wouldn't know.
No, because you're fit. And so we're seeing you live in person. And you do look fit on TV. But in person, you are very fit.
Yeah, I run.
And you look great. But people seem to think that if you run and you're fit and you're thin, you can't possibly have heart disease. Or
no, and I eat well, too.
Right.
I don't know that I have heart. Is high cholesterol a heart disease?
It's a precursor.
It's a precursor,
yeah, to a heart issue. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know that. And when the doctor told me that, I didn't think anything of it. And he put me on a statin. And I didn't love the side effect of the statin. And I just stopped doing it without telling him.
Really? And you're a man. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see where you're going with
this.
A lot of people do that,
absolutely.
Apparently. They mm-hmm. take themselves
just stop
off.
Or their own medicine, right.
Right. But the idea and what I'm promoting is continue to talk to your doctor, because even if that, if you're not enjoying the side mm-hmm. effects or you feel like it's not helping you, there are so many other options. And people don't know that, and they self-prescribe themselves mm-hmm. off of statin. There are other statins that may do better for you or make you feel better or work better with your anatomy. So just keep that line of communication open. Well, I knew I had high cholesterol in my 30s. So, and now I'm a lot older. I'm in my mid 60s.
Oh, wow.
So,
I don't look it.
Thank you. That's what radio does for me. Radio.
For us too, Howie.
He still has those comedy chops, I'm telling you.
Yes. And there's a website, and it's takecholesteroltoheart.com. If you go there, you can get a ton of information. You could see amazing pictures of me. You could see what the
And that's
the ladies
why we should go reason number one.
Yes. Most important thing is I continue to talk to my doctor. So I'm constantly being checked. I'm constantly being monitored. I'm constantly in touch with him. And I'm on a medication now that works for me better than the one before.
So tell us about the new season of America's Got Talent. You've got new judges.
Haven't met yet.
No,
I'm going to meet next week. Julianne Hough and Gabrielle Union, who I love and I'm fans of.
Well, she lives down here because she's married to, obviously, Dwayne Wade. And so Miami Heat, all that kind of good stuff.
I get it. So she lives here. So has she been on the show?
No.
No, we haven't had her
No,
on
we
yet.
Haven't had her. She's a little busy.
Yeah. She's had a little baby and everything.
Yeah, she's just a new mom.
I have three children and I have grandchildren and I showed up.
So what's her excuse?
Right.
Yes. You're right.
So you like me better than Gabrielle,
right? Right now, yes.
Thank you.
But when she walked in the room, we can't be sure.
So we want to tell everybody, again, to go to the website, takecholesteroltoheart.com, and you can find out more information because it really is all about your health. Mm-hmm. It is Heart Healthy Month. Cholesterol is the start, so hopefully you'll keep it down so that, you know, you will
watch
be okay.
Watch what you eat, mm-hmm. exercise, kind of the basics that we know, but sometimes we need someone like Howie Mandel to remind us.
Really,
to just stop into
like a superhero.
You are.
I really am. I've saved,
I don't know how many
lives this morning.
You're very modest.
I am. I'm amazing and fantastic and modest.
Yes, you are.
So we are, you're a Canadian.
Yes.
I too am from Montreal. You're from Toronto, am I right?
Yes, I'm from Toronto, but I spend a lot of time in Montreal. Do you know the Montreal Comedy Festival?
Of course.
Okay.
Love it.
Well,
I haven't been in a few years, but yeah.
I bought it.
Did you really?
Yeah. So I'm one of the owners.
Howie,
I have a festival now.
I am not Canadian. Right. I'm from Texas originally, so I'm out of that.
Nothing to do with this conversation.
You know Dallas?
I do know Dallas.
I bought it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Howie Mandel.
He's performing all week. All right. Very nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Bye-bye.